This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. This week, the long road to the Democratic presidential nomination came to an end. Senator Barack Obama of Illinois won enough delegates to clinch the nomination and shifted his focus toward the race against Senator John McCain in the fall. Senator Hillary Clinton of New York is expected to officially end her campaign this morning and formally endorse Senator Obama. NPR senior news analyst Dan Shore joins us. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Scott.
A moment in history to note, certainly in Senator Obama's winning the nomination. Senator Obama and Senator Clinton met at the home of Senator Dianne Feinstein, awful lot of senators.
Yes.
Dianne Feinstein's home on Thursday night. No aides were in the room, nobody else except those
they
two senators.
They did quite a job of ducking the press, I must say. It may have been the first real one-on-one meeting in American politics in a century. But they did it, and they got in there, and Dianne Feinstein said to them, "Here's the living room. I'm going upstairs to do my work."
Do you think she listened, like with the bathroom glass over the door or something?
She would deny it, and on her behalf, I would deny it.
Now, I know nobody else was in the room except the two principals who aren't talking, but
we're
not going to let that deter you. What do you think went on?
The only thing I found out, they came out laughing. I mean, that Senator Feinstein was willing to say they came out laughing. So what happened there?
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Well, it's a big, big secret. I have to assume that one of the things that happened, they talked about how close they're going to work together and how much they love each other and they're sorry for anything that happened in the past. But if there was no mention made of the running mate position on the ticket, I would be very surprised. But it may have been only in terms of Senator Clinton saying, listen, people may have given the impression that I'm lobbying for this thing. I'm not lobbying for it. I don't want it in any way to constrict your hands on it. But she clearly wants it.
What are some of the factors Senator Obama has to weigh in making this decision?
She is a big asset in many ways and being able to handle a great deal of things given to her, like health care and other things. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, she's a strong-minded person. And presidents, generally speaking, don't like very, very strong-minded people to be their number twos. They want them to be a little more retiring. She is not the retiring type. There's also the Bill Clinton problem.
Yeah.
The idea of having a three-person White House, I don't think would appeal to Senator Obama.
All of that being noted, I happened to go back and read the account that Theodore H. White wrote about the choosing of Lyndon Johnson to be Jack Kennedy's running mate in 1960.
Yes.
Phil Graham, then the publisher of the Washington Post, wrote a famous memo about it. And with that in mind, in the end, is it wiser for Senator Obama to get the Clintons on the inside of the tent than the outside of the tent?
Well, Johnson had a phrase about that, which
I wasn't going to. I wasn't going to finish it that way. Exactly. Yeah.
No, that's right. Yes. Again, I cannot read his mind, but I clearly know the fact is a weigh on him. She is a tremendous asset. He has to worry right now about disappointed supporters of hers who may switch because she didn't get the nomination, and if she gets the number two spot on the ticket, maybe they will hold on to her supporters. There are a lot of things to weigh there, and it cannot be easy. And I would not predict how it will come out.
Senator McCain called Senator Obama on Wednesday to congratulate him on winning the nomination. They said they'd both look forward to a tough but a civil campaign. Let me ask you about this idea that Senator McCain has openly proposed, and the Obama people says they're considering it, to hold a series of town hall meetings this summer.
Well, interesting about that. Normally speaking, usually when somebody proposes having a face-on-face meetings over the summer, it tends to be the underdog who asks for it. And I thought it was surprising that Senator McCain asked for it.
Thereby, he says he's the underdog. He's given interviews where he says...
All right. And that tends to confirm that. I imagine, however, that there's always this problem for the front runner, that is that he would rather not do it, but if he doesn't do it, that will be counted against him, then you end up doing it. I would imagine from all I hear that Senator Obama says, sure, let's do it. Be an interesting fall.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates this week fired the Air Force Chief of Staff, General T. Michael Mosley, and the Air Force Secretary, Michael Wynn, after an investigation found that standards had slipped over 10 years. Secretary Gates said that he thought the Air Force had, I don't think ignored was his phrase, but had certainly not been watchful over what he said, first and last, is their mission, which is the safety and delivery of nuclear weapons.
Well, that's right. It makes your hair stand on end to think of the plane crossing the continent with a couple of nuclear bombs there, which could just blow up the whole world when we didn't really intend to do that. As you watch these things, you get the Secretary of HUD who doesn't know how to do anything about housing for Katrina victims, one thing after another, and now this mind-blowing possibility of what could have happened by mistake with nuclear bombs, and you say this has to be considered one of the more dysfunctional governments in our history.
Bill aimed at cutting greenhouse gases died in the Senate on Friday. President Bush had said he would veto the bill. Both Senators Obama and McCain supported it. Do you expect it to resurface next year under a new president?
I think it will now resurface, but probably resurface as a much stronger bill, because if we have a Democratic president and a Democratic Congress, we'll get something that will go a lot further to cap emissions than that was in this bill.
Senator McCain's in favor of the bill, too.
And Senator McCain as well.
Thanks very much, Dan Schor.
My pleasure.